It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Taking care of taxpayers, gun control, climate change, and homelessness. State Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler and Republican Senator Hans Zeiger spoke at the annual Associated Press legislative preview for the session that starts Monday. Schessler was asked, what is a priority for the Senate Republican Caucus this session?
Listening to the hardworking taxpayers and job creators of the state of Washington. You know, I think it's really interesting in the interim. We've had advisory votes for a long time and not a lot of comment from the public. Getting 12 advisory votes resonated with the public of how many of these taxes are we getting? That doesn't include 976. And it doesn't include, you know, there was three that were fairly innocuous that were bipartisan, but 9 of 12 the voters said no to. The voters said they wanted 976. And our job creators haven't seen anything but a hostile environment from state agencies or state government and threats of more hostility towards job creators. So at some point we have to listen to these people rather than ignore them.
A reporter wanted to know what Schessler thought about possible gun safety legislation in the upcoming session.
It's not gun safety, it's gun control and gun seizure. It is semi-automatic weapons because we don't have assault rifles. And we need to look at some very good things that have been bipartisan in the past, but we also need to remember it's not about gun owners, it's about criminals. And that criminals pay the penalty for abusing their rights. And that we preserve and uphold the state and U.S. Constitution regarding firearms.
Schessler shared his thoughts on climate change.
I think we have to avoid foolish decisions like wasting our time and money breaching Snake River dams that produce 100% clean, renewable, affordable power, and things that punish the taxpayers, may hurt our economy, and look at incentives and common ground that we can agree on to improve our, not just climate, but the environment in general.
Homelessness was a major topic, and both Schessler and Zeiger talked about the issue on everyone's minds.
Everybody in this panel, everybody in this room considers homelessness a major issue in the state. We probably can't one-up each other on how much we care. But if you look at the governor's plan, as I understand it, you take one-time money from the rainy day fund and you create ongoing costs. That is not sustainable, period. And I think we're going to see areas we agree, areas we may not. But at the end of the day, we need to audit and account for how much money is being spent by private foundations, charities, local government, state government, federal government. How much are we spending per person, and are we spending the taxpayers' money wisely? Because I think if we looked at the total dollars spent, it would probably shock us, and we might want to take a closer look at how we make those spending decisions.
I don't know why the governor is talking about dipping into the rainy day fund when we are when we have a significant surplus in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and we can prioritize within that. I mean, that is a nice situation to be in, to be able to spend significant new money in addition to what we budgeted last year. And we can prioritize, I believe what we need to prioritize within that money is behavioral health, which we did a lot of work, a lot of good work on a bipartisan basis last session. But I think as we make those continued investments in behavioral health, in our workforce, in community mental health programs, in getting Western State on track, and on and on, I think we're going to make a significant difference on that adult, chronically homeless adult population, and getting resources and help that folks need who are out on our streets. I also think, you know, look, our budget has grown in leaps and bounds When I came into the legislature in 2011, the state budget was just over $31 billion. Today is over $52 billion. So we have seen massive revenue growth in this state in a fairly short period of time. And so rather than talking about increasing taxes, raiding the rainy day fund, I think we need to talk about prioritizing our existing resources and spending, and we have the luxury of spending some additional money. Let me offer three things that I think that the legislature can do this session. Number one, we need to prioritize a portion of the state's share of document recording fees toward something that really works, which is diversion, homelessness diversion. When somebody shows up in the homeless entry system, making sure that we do everything we can at that moment to get them the help that they need, whether that means paying a month's rent, helping them with a car repair, providing travel costs to reunite with a loved one in some other part of the country. These cost-effective interventions can make a world of difference for somebody who faces life challenges, and there is very effective work going on in diversion right now in different parts of the state. Pierce County is doing some really good work. Spokane County is doing excellent work. But the resources to help with diversion are scarce, and I think that the state can help with the prioritization of those. The second thing we can do is to pass Senate Bill 6109. That's been introduced by Senator Steve O'Bann, and that's to create a special guardianship program known as a court-appointed resource executor. And that would improve care for people who are struggling with drug addiction and mental illness. It would increase the likelihood that they would get help. And through a program like that, a family member could petition the court for temporary guardianship of a loved one to establish a treatment plan. And that could require an assessment, or it could require placement in a treatment facility. And the third thing that we need to do is we need to make grant funding available, as we have already done a little bit in the last budget, for cities to start up employment programs for homeless adults who want to work. There's nothing better in terms of a confidence boost than a job. And for those who want to work but have found barriers to employment, we need to make opportunities available. There's some great models in Seattle, Auburn, Tacoma, Spokane, Vancouver right now, and we need to grow those across our state.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.